Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you are at home or work or in your car or outdoors, wherever you are, I am so glad that you are here and that you chose to listen to this podcast. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. You know, so many times we walk through this journey called life and we experience ups and downs, or we walk through difficult times or challenges that we may face, and we may want to give up, or you may feel like, you know what, I can't do this anymore, or I'm all alone. That's a very common feeling alone. Well, I am here to tell you that you are not alone. Countless people all around the globe have experienced hardships and setbacks and challenges, and I'm telling you, they made it through, because sometimes you just need to hear you can make it. And when you hear that, it almost like infuses you with hope to let you know that there'll be a brighter day on tomorrow. So that's my purpose, to encourage you not to give up. And you know what? If you're gaining information and you're feeling, you know what, I didn't know that, and you know, this podcast brought some light to a situation that you're experiencing, guess what? Then you're enlightened, and that is the purpose. So today, I would love to talk about a different topic that I feel is very important. It's a topic that many of us are walking through, or we're experiencing, or we're learning how to be this way. So the title of this week's episode is Naked But Not Ashamed. Naked But Not Ashamed, Transparency and Trust. Naked But Not Ashamed, Transparency and Trust. Well, that was a mouthful. That was a mouthful. And it's a topic that I feel is so necessary for us to talk about in our, you know, family life, in our culture, in our life today. Wherever you are, I feel it's so important to just talk about being transparent and experiencing true trust, and being able to live a life of being vulnerable and genuine. And I feel in today's society, it's so easy to wear a mask, and we're actually wearing masks in the natural all throughout the world, but it's so easy to wear a mask or to cover up or to only reveal, you know, different parts to be safe. We do that to be safe, because sometimes we don't trust. And, you know, why don't we trust? Well, I believe many people who are listening today under the sound of my voice could have experienced a situation where trust was violated, or a situation happened where things didn't pan out the way you thought they were going to pan out. And guess what? It lessened your trust in a situation or individual or even a group of people or a system, whatever have you. Trust was broken. And sometimes because of that, we don't believe, or we're hardened, or we can be negative, and it'll show up. Trust me, it'll show up in different relationships, in different, you know, anything that you're involved in with people, whether it's on your job or in your community or at your church, or, you know, you could be at the health club and in a group or wherever. it'll show up one way or another when you're building relationship, which is the building block of society, is made up of relationships, okay? Simple relationship within a family. When there is that mistrust, when people are forged together to have to come together, that mistrust begins to show up. So what's inside come out, because we're forced to deal with people and all of our baggage or pains or hurts or, you know, whatever have you, comes out when we have to get with other people. And so, you know, it's very easy not to be transparent. And it's very easy sometimes not to trust. But I believe we can get to a place where we can be naked and not ashamed. And that comes actually from the Bible, Genesis 2 and 25. And I just want to go right in there today, because we're going to actually talk about how to be transparent and how to trust without shame or feeling guilty. So how can we be transparent and trust without, you know, being ashamed and feeling guilty about it? You know, I believe we can get to that place. And if you read Genesis, that whole chapter 2, it's so amazing. It's just a good book. I know many of us have read it. And if you haven't, I'll just paraphrase, you know, a little bit, because, you know, in chapter 1, it's talking about how the Lord created all heaven and earth, and throughout the 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested. And, you know, it goes on in chapter 2 now talking about how he created, you know, male and female. And so in verse 8, the Lord planted a garden in Eden, and there he placed man. He placed Adam there in that garden. And so you know what? Adam actually was in that garden, and he was there alone. Not alone in the sense of alone from God, because God was with him as father, but he was alone without that other companion. Yes, he had the animals, and guess what? He named them all. He named everything that we see today. So we see that in the word, that it says that he told him what he can do and what he couldn't do. And so he just allowed at this time for Adam to fall into this deep sleep, because, you know, they were in relationship. This is father. They talked. Before he allowed him to go into this sleep, he was naming everything. But it said in verse 20, but there was still no helper right for him. So now he's naming all of these animals, and they all have a pair, a male and a female. And I'm pretty sure Adam is looking at this and realizing, like, you know, what's going on? Where's my companion? Because you're naming these things and you're naming animals, and you see companionship. Okay. And so God says in verse 21, he caused a man to fall into a deep sleep. He caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. So the Lord took out of man's ribs, and he closed up the opening, and then took out of man's ribs. And then the Lord made a woman from the rib and brought her to Adam. And I thought that was amazing, because when Adam awoke, you know, he spoke to God, because he had relationship with his father. And so he said, whoa, it said he exclaimed. He could have shouted. He could have been like, oh my goodness, like how we are when something surprises us, or we're like undone, like, oh my goodness. We don't go, oh my goodness. We really get out there and we let it out. And so he let it out. And it says an exclamation point. At last, oh my goodness, he said, this is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman. So he actually named her too. He said, because she was taken from man. So this is what Adam explained. This is what Adam shared. This is what came out of Adam's mouth. He wasn't talking to the wind. He wasn't talking to the trees. He was talking to his father. So he had relationship with father. And so it goes on to talk in verse 24 and 25, and where I'm talking about being naked and not ashamed, I'm going to take it right here from this passage. So it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, it says, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Now, the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. Another translation is that they were naked, but not ashamed. They were not ashamed. And I want to take it a little, I want to just tear this, not tear it up, but just divulge here and really in this podcast, give us, you know, some keys on how to do this. And I really feel like first I want to give a little definition on when I'm talking about being transparent. I love this definition that I read when I Googled it and saw this definition. It's allowing, this is for a material, allowing light to pass through so that the objects behind can be distinctly seen. So I love that. Allowing light to pass through so that objects behind can be distinctly seen. So when I'm talking about being transparent in our lives, I'm taking the scriptures and I want to apply it to wherever you are and to wherever, you know, I am. Whoever's listening to this, we can actually apply this. We're talking about allowing light to pass through us because we're matter. Allowing light to pass through us that what is behind can be distinctly seen. And so when we're talking about being transparent, we don't want to have a pretense. We don't want to have a whole lot of stuff inside that other people really, you know, can't see or put on a facade or a mask. But we want to be genuine and pure and honest because that allows other people to trust. And it also displays that I trust. It displays you trust. You're allowing people in because it shows something in you, right? And so Adam and Eve had a relationship and God had a relationship with Adam. And so I feel like in order for us, you know, he had a relationship with God, and Adam had this amazing relationship with Father God. And I want to use that here because I feel like in order for us to have any real foundation to really connect with any other person on this planet, okay, I feel it's so important to connect to our creator, the person who created you, the person who created me. I feel like that's so foundational to have that relationship because I believe, however, we our ability to genuinely be transparent and to have the ability to trust, I believe it's directly related to our relationship with God. So I'm going to say that again. I believe our ability to be genuinely transparent and to have the ability to trust is directly related to our relationship with God. So outside of humanity, any other person, my connection with my creator, my Father God, and being able to just say, hey, God, this is how I feel, and saying it because I know that when I say that, his goodness and his light can see anyway through me, right? And I know him and he knows me, And so therefore, I could just tell him what I want. You can tell him the truth, right? You can tell him the truth. You can say what you want. And I honestly believe when that foundational relationship is in order and people really understand the love of the Father and have this love relationship and the beauty of it with God, I believe that then from that level of being transparent, we carry that out in other relationships. I am a firm, avid believer that how you act vertical with your relationship with the Father is directly connected to how everything now flows horizontally in relationships with other people. So just looking at the word transparent, some other words that can define this word is when I looked up synonyms would be to see through. So we're talking about being able to for people to see through who and see you, to see you for who you really are. They can see through you, right? And it's clear. It's very clear for them. It's not obscure. It's not a lot of confusion around you. When you meet somebody, you're like, oh, you, what's all of this? No, you're clear. You're translucent. It's glassy. Something that you can see through. It's unclouded. It's easy to perceive or to detect. It's very, very easy to perceive. So that's what we're wanting. We're wanting and we're learning how to be transparent and how to trust without this shame and how to feel and not feel guilty. And I believe some keys in doing this is found right in this passage. And one thing that stood out really strong to me, number one, is that Adam, in verse 24, it says, this explains why a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. I'm going to take this principle because I actually believe we could use a principle that is here talking about a marriage union between a man and a woman. But I believe we could use this principle in all our relationships that we have. I believe it's key to leave. That, you know, leave here was loosening. And I loved it because it just gave us a picture in the Hebrew. That word is azab. And you can find it in the Strong's Concordance 5800 in Hebrew. And it's to loosen. And, you know, and I know it's other words like forsake, relinquish, to let go. But I love to loosen because when you think of a screw, you're loosening that screw. You're just letting it get loose. It's not as tight. It's not as tight when you loosen your hands. You're not holding it and gripping it real tight. I think it's very key for mother and father here in any relationship is that which is natural, that which you were comfortable with, that which you found all of your, you look to. When you think of your father and mother, what do you think of? You think of people that you constantly, you who fed you. They did everything. Because it was right. That's the order. That is a good order to have a mother and father. But it comes a time that we do have to now leave what is comfortable. We have to leave that which is natural. So whether it's a marriage relationship, a male, you're leaving your home, a woman, you're leaving your home. It is right to be able to loosen, not hate that relationship. No, you don't have to never talk to your parents. That's not what this is saying. But there, you cannot have that dependence on that natural. And I believe in any relationship, we have to learn not to maybe just lean on so many other things that are natural, because when something pure is coming into our life, we're so gripped to something else, It's very hard to receive this new thing. It's very hard to receive or even perceive it, you know, because we're holding on to this natural thing. So whether it's if it's a marriage relationship or you're courting and you are engaged to be married, then the job of that man is to leave, you know, your mother and your father. It's time to let go of that which brought you sustenance and start now to put your shift in another. You're shifting now in another direction. And I'm saying there are things that need to come into your life. There are things that need to come into your future. There may be a person. It might be a job. It might be a connection for another situation, a business deal. But if we are relying on so many other natural factors, it's going to be very hard to trust this new thing. Okay, so we have to loosen from these things that we've put our trust in. And then secondly, once you start to loosen and let go just a bit, there comes now a joining. I have to join, and I can only speak from my experience. When I left my home from my mom and my grandmother who raised me, you know, they were amazing in raising me as parents. But then I had to not only leave, but I went with my husband and I joined with him. So that joining is also talking about this uniting, becoming one. It's an agreement. So sometimes we have to understand this principle. It's not just leaving. But then what are you connecting with? And in doing that, when you're connecting with what is right, when you're connecting and uniting and joining and you have agreement, it says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Okay. When you're walking in agreement, there is something about, you know, when you know a person and you have your siblings and you know them, or you know your friends, or you know this person, there comes a time where that you're vulnerable. You can see them. They can see you. There's an honesty that's there, right? There's an honesty. And I believe it's in that place of where we leave that which is comfortable, whatever you're leaning on. I don't care if it's always leaning on your friends or always leaning on your parents or your job or listening to whatever other advice that maybe God doesn't want you to listen to. Okay. And then you're listening to that. And now he's saying that is something that is natural that you're always leaning on. Let it go. It's time to loosen your grip. It's time to forsake that, relinquish that, okay? And now join into what's coming into your life. Something new is coming into your life, and it's time to join to that. And when you join to that which is right and come into agreement and become one, in that place, listen, in that place of becoming one, there becomes this honesty where now you can share your life, your experience, and not be ashamed, right? You can be transparent, you can trust. And this is why I said earlier, usually people who have a great trusting relationship with their Father God, or a great trusting relationship with their parents, can walk right into other relationships and tend to believe the best. But if any way you have been hurt or scarred and you've seen mistrust and it kind of, you know, kind of messes up your perception of others. So we got to allow, we have to even now to get that out of our lives, We have to allow God to shine His light. Like I said earlier, allowing light to pass through so the objects behind can be distinctly seen. It's time to allow God's light to shine through us so He can see us, because He sees anyway, right? He can see it anyway. But when we allow God to shine His light on it, He can touch that. He can heal that place. He can heal that mistrust. He can heal that wound. Gwendolyn, how do you know that? Because I'm allowing Him to do it for me. He's done it for me in the past. But how many of you know sometimes your healing is in layers? Trusting, you realize, oh, okay, I trust, you know, to a degree, or I trust this person. But you can be, now listen, what I am not saying is to be so vulnerable with everybody. I'm saying this all in the context of healthy relationship with God, healthy relationship with a husband or a wife, and people that, you know, are in your life that you know, like, and trust. They are healthy individuals. I am not saying to be open to the whole world. There is a thing called discretion, judgment, discernment, where we can discern character, motives. Yes, absolutely yes. We can do that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I am actually talking about here that we have to come to a place to become naked and not ashamed. There's a place where we can become transparent, that we can trust people to share the pain or the hurt or wherever we've been that can bring us to another level. It comes a time and a place that we don't have to always work to cover up and to be something that we're not, to pretend, to wear a mask, but we can take that off and allow the light, that light, to shine through us, and we can be clear. So when people meet us, they can see you are who you say you are, right? It's just real. It's good. It feels good. It's honest. It's pure. And I believe the way to get there is leaving these things that are around us that is like a false security. It's natural things. And it, you know, the scripture may talk about a parent, but that's just a representation and a principle of things that we have to let go, loosen our grip, relinquish, forsake, and now begin to join that which is true. Join that and unite and come into agreement with that which is true. You know, if for you, it might be the word of the Lord coming into your, in another relationship with God, uniting to that which is true and coming into that agreement with Him. For another, it can be a person coming into that, uniting into that agreement to see, you know what, this is right for me. And you know what, sometimes the right person comes, but because we are messed up and not right, we push people away. We push people away because we don't know, we don't trust that they would still love us, like us, accept us with this flaw. But listen, God loves us with all of our flaws. He doesn't let us stay there because He's a good Father and He heals our heart, right? But He loves us with the everlasting love. He loves you with the everlasting love. So you can't stand before Him and tell Him your heart, share with Him where you are, tell Him your pain, tell Him your desires, the things that you feel like, oh, this is not right. But He knows you. He knows anyway. And when you're in a good relationship with Him, you can tell Him those things, and you know He will rescue you. He will not judge you. His love is pure. God's judgment is good, and His judgments are not like how we think a judgment is. It's to bring us into righteousness and bring us into our best self. And so I believe that some keys in becoming more transparent and to walking in trust and being naked and not ashamed is leaving that which is natural and familiar that we would tend to lean on, whether it's your job, whether it's, you know, emotional security with things that we shouldn't have, a false sense of security and leaning on things that we shouldn't, right? And then we need to join with what is right. We need to come into agreement with what is right for you. What is right for you? that assignment on your life, that call in your life. And when you start walking in that light and in that truth, guess what? It's like that shame breaks off. The guilt breaks off. You don't have to feel like, you know, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? Because you know you're walking in a light. You're clear. Your conscience is clear. You're doing what you know to do. You're doing it and it's right. Okay? You're doing it and it's right. So let's just, you know, I'm going to round this all up really fast. Is that today, we're talking about being naked and not ashamed and how to be transparent and trust. So we want to learn this, how to be transparent and trust without feeling guilty, right? And some keys to do this is just in the Word. And I just took this simply from Genesis chapter 2. And I really highlighted verses 24 and 25 because I believe it's very, you know, key that we can take these principles. Because it's very important to allow the truth to just wash over us and to bring us into a place where we don't have to carry baggages and weights that is just will bog us down, right? It'll bog you down. You don't want to be bogged down. You want to be free. You want to experience the joy of dancing and lifting up your hands and letting the wind, you know, blow on your face and smelling the fresh flowers. And it's just freedom. You know, I'm painting that picture of freedom, running on the beach and feeling and hearing the waves and feeling sprinkles of the water hit your legs and arms and face and experiencing that degree of freedom. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. So today, I hope that you were encouraged. I really hope that you were enlightened and that you were uplifted to understand that today we can walk in a place of being so genuine and feeling so accepted by making some choices to let go of that which we felt, you know, we were leaning on. It's almost like a crutch. And then clinging and joining and coming to agreement with that which is right. And when we do those things, we're going to find ourselves experiencing such a freedom, free from guilt and free from shame. So thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe and rate my show if you can. And you can rate it on the Apple Podcast and write a review and just share it. Someone may be blessed just to hear this encouraging word today. So that would be amazing if you do that. And until next time, I am your host, Gwendolyn Forte, with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.